Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Talk Show. It's your host Pavela, and I'm here with the Trigon. And today is another beautiful day once again to be alive and enjoy yourself because we are in the festive season. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you guys. I mean, tomorrow is Christmas, and you know, we just wanted to have a little chit chat about so many things concerning Christmas and this whole entire season of celebration and Thanksgiving. As usual, you can follow me on Instagram at The Dish Talk Show and Twitter at The Dish Talk Show. Listen to this podcast on so many platforms. Click the link in my bio or the bio of The Dish Talk Show on Instagram to see so many platforms that you can actually, you know, listen to. Also, we are on YouTube, so follow us on YouTube and subscribe on YouTube. We're going to be recording videos from next year, so please subscribe to our YouTube channel so you will not miss out on anything. Well, today, before we start, I think we're going to talk about affirmations, just to five off the top of your head. We're going to be talking about we're going to be affirming five things we want to take into the new year, five things you want to drop in this year. So are you gonna go first?
Yeah, I'm going first. So five things I want to drop this year. I want to drop pride, I want to drop anger, I want to drop laziness, I want to drop backwardness. So a little bit of backwardness. I want to drop also envy and jealousy, and also bitterness to myself. Those are the things I want to drop this year. Then things I want to, you know, take moving forward to the new year. I affirm intelligence, and then I affirm favor, I affirm, you know, proactiveness, I affirm empathy, I affirm, success in all my dealings. Yeah, those are my affirmations.
Okay, that's actually really nice. I will be dropping this year the lack of discipline. I'll be dropping lack of discipline this year. I'll be dropping laziness this year. I'll be dropping anxiety, depression this year. Lastly, I'll also be dropping self-doubt and insecurity and low self-worth this year. And I'm going to be taking into the new year hard work, dedication, discipline, and self-love. And lastly, I'm going to be taking, most importantly, everybody I love, everybody alive currently, everybody, I'm gonna take you guys to the new year with me, so nobody dies this year. That's what I'm affirming. So I'm basically affirming life onto people and good health. So this is the 18th episode. This is the 18th episode, and I'm going to be talking about something very important. I'm going to be talking about going into the new year, a new you. So basically, bringing the new you into the new year, entering the new year with a new you. I know most people talk about going into a new year with like
New Year resolutions.
Every time the new me. It's a fresh start to start again. But I don't actually think it's a fresh start. I think it's like another year to upgrade. So it's not exactly like a fresh start. It's like an upgrade in the way you get. So yeah, you upgrade yourself, and you know, the next year you upgrade and so on and so forth. Yeah. So I think we should just actually talk about what features are you going to be adding to your upgraded self in the new year. So, and why would you choose those features for yourself? So,
okay,
that's what we're going to talk about. Okay. So we're going to start with us. We're going to talk about what we would be upgrading our vessel or our physical and our vessel physically and mentally and even maybe spiritually, and taking it into the new year. So we are going to be running an upgrade on our whole vessel before going into the new year. And I feel like we're going to be using the past, you know, tools gotten from this year to create these upgrades and to know what exactly we're going to need to upgrade. So I'm going to start with you. What are the upgrades? What are you going to upgrade in your system?
Okay, so for me, it's communication. You know, sometimes I don't know how to communicate with people. Like, it's more of me trying to benefit. Yeah, I've usually not built bonds with people. You know, even the time I built bonds with people, it was basically off, you know, me looking for something. You know, so I was almost like entertaining them to get, you know, that thing I was looking for. And it seemed to work, and it was like an addiction to like a high. So understanding that kind of person and then trying to now, okay, stay on my own, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how to actually communicate with people, it has not been a struggle. It's been a struggle because most of the time I'm trying to benefit still, because, you know, having a business and then not knowing who to, you know, who is your friend and everything. Also from your my past.
I've been looking at my phone. Why are you looking at my phone?
Because I'm seeing this ring and it's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's actually been difficult connecting with people, other than a beneficial approach perspective. And even when I try to, okay, hey, just stop. You know, I also don't relate to their own, you know, lives. Like, I could actually, you know, I could get a picture of what they are saying, and I understand, okay, this thing can be hurtful, but I don't relate.
Okay,
I don't relate.
So you're going to be upgrading your system and, yes, adding more empathy. So you're going to be adding empathy to your system, your vessel, you yourself.
Yeah.
What else are you going to be adding?
Okay, so I'm going to also...
what's the upgrade of going to be like?
Okay, for the empathy.
No, like... what are you going to be adding? What else are you going to be adding?
Okay, what else? Okay. Also, it's going to be on, you know, successful, you know, no, self-control. Yeah, self-control. Most of the time I act on impulse.
Yeah.
On impulse.
You always act on impulse.
Impulse. So that thing has affected me in so many forms, in so many dimensions, in so many conversations. And I would not even know I've been, you know, because of my, you know, because of narcissism, I'm not allowing myself to also see a possibility that what actually the action I performed was actually maybe hurtful, you know, or, you know, degrading or painful. So I'm affirming self-control as the upgrade, and I want to drop, you know, lack of self-control, impulsivity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all?
That's not all. Then I also affirm, you know, making sound decisions. Basically, making sound decisions. Most of the time, I actually act on, okay, still on impulse, but still related to impulse. But that's basically it. Making the right decisions, you know, connecting with myself, connecting with my soul. Yes, because I've been acting based on impulse. I'm not connecting with my soul. So I'm also affirming connection with my soul. Yes.
You're also upgrading your system and acting with the ability to connect,
yes,
with yourself. That's actually nice. What will I be upgrading myself? This is going to be a difficult one because I feel like I'm going to add... The upgrade I'm going to be adding will be discipline and dedication. More dedication and more discipline, because it's lacking of this year. Actually, doesn't mean I didn't perform better than the previous years, but I have been slacking this year, and I want to be able to, you know, achieve my goals faster. So I'm going to be adding dedication and diligence to my vessel, and I'm going to be adding self-confidence. That's one thing that I think that I need. So I will be adding self-confidence to my vessel, and I'll be upgrading her with a new I'm going to add self-confidence and I'm going to upgrade her with that, because it's going to benefit, you know, her and prevent a lot of damages, wear and tear that can happen throughout the course of 2022. So that's what I'll be adding to my vessel. And the last thing and most important thing I'm going to be adding, it will be there's many things to add though, but I'm just like mentioning the major ones that I need. So the I'm going to be adding a very strong prayer life, you know, to overcome laziness and to be able to, you know, be have always remember to pray and make sure it's a lifestyle. Make prayer a habit and a lifestyle for me. So that's what I'm going to be upgrading to my vessel. So next year I'll be able to achieve the goals I set out for next year.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what I'm going to be upgrading into my vessel.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was fun. So you guys can also, like, you know, think about the things you want to upgrade your vessel with and affirm them into existence. You can write them down. I'll just keep them back of your head. Okay, from 2022, no more this. We're going to start doing this. So in 2022, I'm going to be adding this feature. I'm going to be adding this kind of this character, this personality to my vessel.
Yeah.
So that I can be able to achieve my goals, so that I can relate with people more. I can, you know. I've collected the inner virus for me. I can get, you know, the things I need, you know, to get.
Jesus.
No, I'm doing it on a purpose.
Okay.
I can get the things I need to get and move on, move faster. And yeah, so yeah, you guys can try. I want to actually know also what you'll be adding to your vessel, what you'll be upgrading your vessels with. You can comment, you can send us a voice note saying the things you want to add to your vessels, the characteristics, the features, whatever you want to call it, to your vessels, and, you know, see if you can pull through next year.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing the fasting thing beginning of the year?
Yes. How long is that?
I really have not.
I've not done it before.
I've actually, do you know, I've actually not fasted for full fasting period before. I've never had the discipline to fast for a particular period and make sure it's a habit.
Do you know what? Okay, I'm seeing something with that thing. I'm seeing some benefits of that thing. Yeah.
You've seen?
Yeah. Fasting. Mm. And then, you know, redirecting our focus into, you know, creating your system or create your empire. Using that time to create your empire, I feel like, you know, you get more time, more focus, more hunger, because you're trying to feast on the system. Like, that's the only thing you're thinking about, you know, food. You know, you're going to eat maybe like 6 p.m 7 p.m but you know, you give your full day, maybe 17 hours, to focus on the dream, to set the systems, set the algorithm in place. You know, stuff
so
like
wait,
that.
Wait, so do you think I'll be able to focus when I'm feeling like I'm so hungry to eat? What ways are we even going to use to achieve this new maintain these new upgrades that we've added to our vessels? Are we going to, you have to, you know, find tricks and, you know, little ways to maintain these upgrades? Like, okay, now I know that sometimes I can be very lazy and like procrastinate things I need to do. What are the things that we're going to start doing to prevent us from procrastinating or being lazy about certain things and pushing it? I feel like using this example of laziness and procrastinating, I think I would add, moment to think about it, stand up and do it, no matter how difficult, no matter how, you know, lazy you think you can't, you are at the moment to stand up, just stand up and go and do it. Just stand up and do it. Immediately you think about it, just do it, and you notice that you achieve a lot, because having that checked off your to-do list is really
is actually a blessing.
Yeah, it just feels so good.
It feels
like,
good.
You know, like when you've been piling your dirty clothes,
yes,
and then eventually you wash and you're like oh my god, yes. Ah, I can't believe you watch your anime well, you'd be like, I washed, you know, like it's so great.
You're clean.
So I think the moment you think about it, do it. And there's so many other ways to to do this, you can also prevent it from piling up, which is a very good way. So yeah. The moment you get it, you do it immediately.
Yeah.
So that one also works. So that one is a good method to maintain the upgrade.
Yeah. Well,
so fasting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to fast, but I'll try my best to do what I can, because at the same time as I'm trying to upgrade my vessel, I also do not want to push it beyond its limits. You get, I want to also be made to have a healthy, you know, my mind mentally healthy, my body healthy at the same time, but I can make an exemption and, you know, compromise. I say, okay, instead of fasting, dry fasting for like 8 hours, 10 hours, I'll just make the cautious decision. Is it cautious?
Yeah, cautious. Conscious
decision to, okay, instead of 7 hours, let me just do 4 hours every day. That's where my body can go to, and if next time I can push myself past that, great, at least I still did something.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm going to be
conscious.
Dry fasting for, oh my gosh, that stuff is so like stressful. So would you be fasting?
I want to start fasting. I like that, using, you know, 4 or 5 hours as a benchmark too. Mm. Yeah, but I know that I can push
myself.
It's
not about a competition, yeah?
Yeah.
It's about doing something that you know, your body can take, and your mental, your brain can, you can take physically and mentally. So,
yeah.
It's not about saying, oh, I'm trying past. Another thing about fasting is the intention behind it.
Yeah,
it's not just doing it just because everybody's doing it, and I don't want to feel like I'm, you know, not doing it, or doing it just so I can feel like a good person. I can tell people that I fasted and I'm doing the fasting, so basically I'm a good person. It's the intention behind it that fuels it. So even if you're just fasting for an hour, that intention behind what you're doing will still help. You know, it's just like putting in work.
Yeah,
just like putting in the work. So if you're putting in the fuel, if you are working, or you're creating clothes just so you want people to see and like you, you will get that. You get, if you're like, I'm working and making piece clothes just because I want people to look at me and say, oh, nice outfit, you will get that. People will look at you and say, nice outfit, but you will not, your brand might not grow, because the reason why you're doing it is not so that your brand can grow. Your brand, you're doing so that people can, you know. But if you're fast, if you're making clothes with the intention behind your mind that, oh, I want to grow, you start researching more ways to grow and all that, and you eventually grow. Do you get? So if you're, because if you're also making clothes and saying, I want people to notice me, you have to you also find out ways that people can, what kind of clothes will I make that make people notice me? Do you get? And to get your goal. So it's the intention that matters behind everything we do. So if you're fasting and saying, oh, I'm sacrificing these 4 hours every day just because I want this purpose for this particular reason, then you will get it. But if you're doing it so you can, you know, be the person that fasted for 7 hours longer than a certain another person, then I mean, you get what you want. You fasted longer, so obviously you're the person that fasted for long, you got what you want.
Yeah.
But the main, I don't want to say that's the main, but like the one that's going to be so beneficial to you, the results that's going to be beneficial to you might not get it. So yeah,
I think I just go, put a perspective, because at the end of the day, is what you are thinking behind that period that matters. Yeah, I think I feel like I have to do it fast because I have to, you know, reform myself. I have to bring myself back to, you know, on a track that will help me get to my goals faster and happier, you know. Always learning, you know, from every curve, every ladder throughout the year. So it's not as if I'll, you know, not make all the goals I set out to do, and I don't have, you know, an end result. It's the same loop, going back in a loop and loop and loop. So I'm trying to break all those, you know, chains for my system. Yeah, I'm going to do the fast so I can make changes in my life.
That's really nice. So yeah, let's try to also, you guys can also try to do fast. It's not compulsory. You can also, I feel like you can also sacrifice, it's just about sacrificing something. You can also sacrifice a particular thing, like a bad habit, in exchange for a particular goal. So you can always, you know, drop maybe smoking in exchange for a you know, what you want to achieve. Or you can fast, anything. Just try to make a conscious attempt, you know, towards achieving goals next year. So yeah. This brings us the end of this particular segment. The topic was pretty short, pretty straight to the point, and I hope you guys liked it. I hope you guys learned from it, and keep listening, and please stay. We are not done. Please stay. This is just the end of the talk. This is the end of the topic. So we are going to do another, you're going into another section called Dish or That, and after that we're going to another section called bedtime stories. Is literally my favorite. It was so funny. Bedtime stories, Dish or That, and we're going to be introducing more segments to this podcast, so make sure you keep listening to stay updated. So we're moving to Dish or That. Okay, so I'm going to start by asking you, would you rather have the ability to speak every language? No, this one is boring. No. Would you rather have to move cities everywhere, every year, like change cities?
Yeah.
Like leave Abuja and go to a particular place and never return?
Mm-hmm.
Malawi and Abuja or anything. Or never be able to leave the city you were born in. Yeah, stay in that city forever.
I'm traveling to other cities, man.
You'll never be able to come back.
Okay, from my environment, I feel like I want to still go out from where I'm, my own environment.
Yeah. But you can't come back again. You might be saying, if you even make mistake to say, I leave Nigeria, got bye-bye to tasty food. Not to say that not other countries with tasty food, but Nigerian food is so nice. So please. Bye-bye to that Nigerian jollof. Ooh, never again. You can eat it outside the country, but you never.
I mean, but you don't know what's outside the country's food too.
No, like you can eat other food, yeah, but you will never eat Nigerian jollof again, and you never see Nigeria again. You never come back again. Just think about it. Think about it. Stay in Nigeria forever. Come on.
I don't think so.
Okay, I think I also move as well. So you choose.
What? Would you rather eat an ounce of someone's hair?
An ounce?
Or drink an ounce of someone's pee?
Eat their hair. Yeah, that was like an easy one. Would you rather eat their hair,
mm-hmm,
or get HPV? Or maybe get like a fucking virus?
Christ, no, hair, you, man.
I'm eating your hair.
Okay, what if this guy's hair has like...
I'm eating it. I go chow the hair.
Fuck.
I'm not drinking no pee.
Jesus, as in big meat.
Would you?
I'm blood.
See, this question is for you, booze. Would you rather have to eat dessert at every meal or never eat dessert again? This is an easy one now.
Is that in every meal?
Uh-huh.
Like,
this one is like, this question does not count. Would you rather be incredibly rich but have a bad reputation, or be liked by everybody but forever be poor?
Rich,
like poor, like you're living under the bridge. You've already answered.
Rich.
Have you answered?
I've not answered. I'm thinking about it.
Sheesh.
Like everybody, rich, have a bad reputation. I think I have to be poor.
Living under the bridge. Mosquitoes and rats eating your toes.
Nobody likes me. Oh, I don't need a liking, but I
don't need their liking.
But I don't have a bad reputation as well. I mean, it depends on the perspective. But bad is bad. Not like that's like
Hitler bad.
No, I don't need that.
You live under the bridge, rat will eat your hair, yes.
Fuck, man.
You'll be frying dog shit with rats and snakes.
Jesus. my damn.
With zinc. Use zinc to fry the dog shit.
I think I will be rich
with a bad reputation, then I'll change my reputation.
If you're allowed to change.
You're allowed to change.
Okay,
let me ask you one more.
Okay.
I saw one that was funny. Would you rather kill one innocent near death person? So basically somebody that's
already dying. Okay.
Or three people in middle age who have committed violent crimes. You have to kill them all by yourself. So I'll repeat the question again. Would you rather kill one innocent near death person or three people in the middle age who have committed violent crimes?
I'm going to shoot those niggas down. Violent crimes, obviously, because near death, even if near death, no.
Please, violent crime, because I have so much pent up aggression, yeah, too much killers and rapists. So if you kill, you be.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the last one.
Okay.
Would you rather give up your phone or all your other computers, tablets, e-readers in your life? Okay, sorry. Would you rather give up your phone? That's your phone or other computers, tablets, e-readers in your life? Which one, like maybe between your phone or your laptop? Which one would you rather lose or give up?
My phone.
Your phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, the laptop is just a very big phone.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Not that we are addicted to our phone stuff. So yeah. So let's move on to the next segment, which is bedtime stories, because it's time for us to go to bed and we have to end this podcast with bedtime stories. So stay tuned for the bedtime stories and hope to see your opinions concerning the stories, because they are fucking juicy.
Yeah.
Okay, so this story is actually very interesting though. So basically she says, I'm a 24-year-old. I am 24 years, a single mom of two kids. Wow, we're 24. That's nice. Just got separated from my baby daddy due to violence, and we are not legally married. He was my first date when I was 15 years, and we have lived together not until we are now separated. The grandma, man. He still begs me to return, but I'm scared of returning into bondage. So now I met a guy, he's 31 years, and I told him everything about me, but while he asked me out, I told him I don't want anything serious because I'm not ready to be in pain again, and he agreed. He has been a friend, a guardian, a supporter, and he always tell me to focus on build myself instead of being in a relationship. And we have been cool. Now I'm opening a business of my own, but I realize I'm falling in love. He noticed it and told me that I shouldn't be in a relationship because even him is not ready, because he still had a lot to do. And I'm upset with him. I don't know if I should stop seeing him and find another guy, or should I just take his advice and have fun, because I have phobia for marriage.
I don't know. What's your
relationship? Let's just break this down first of all. Why was your ex-husband brought into this story?
Exactly.
What's the essence of that part? Two.
Actually, what the fuck?
You're the one that said you didn't want a relationship, and all of a sudden you now want a relationship, which is okay. Nobody's saying you should not fall in love. But I mean, you already gave him. He wanted a relationship, and you told him you don't want one. And then he started enjoying the flings. I mean, you literally offered yourself up for free to him, not as if marriage or relationship is not for free, but like you gave him an easier option. I mean, I can have sex with her, do other things with her, and also do all the same things with other people. Wow, win-win, right? And now all of a sudden you're trying to take it away. What do you think he's gonna say? Let's go into relationship. Not saying that he should, I mean, him, I'm literally not blaming him for not falling in love. I'm literally not blaming him for that, because you just like teaching somebody particular behavior, and then all of a sudden you're now first trying to force them to unlearn the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna take a while, because it's like some people don't like change. So so I think you should find another man. Well, that's what I think you should do, and you should get over your fear for marriage. Not all marriages are trash, but so you should get over your fear for marriage. What's your own take on this, because
well, I feel obviously, yeah, the guy was just, you know, had his ride, but obviously the ex-husband should never be here. You should never listen to him. You should not call him. He's just a narcissist that's looking for more attention, so don't feed that one, obviously. But regarding the bubble, don't force him, shall let him just, is he has just enjoy what you're doing, because I don't know whether he's helping your business as well, you know, stuff like that. Is that you just stay friends with him or look for another guy? Don't try to.
But what's your own, what do you think as a guy? What do you think if you're in this situation? What do you think he would do?
Okay, for this situation, I'm not sure, because me too, I don't know myself. I don't know if I'm ready for a relationship as well.
At first, you were like, you wanted a relationship, but then she was like, he doesn't. She just wants a fling, and you know, we're enjoying the fling, and now she wants a relationship. What do you do? What do you think guys think at this moment?
My head is like, oh, now she's serious. I don't know. I don't think I am ready. Maybe then I was, but now, maybe that's how I feel. And I just think, I don't know. Like I said, it depends on, you know, what's happening in the full story. You know, all the elements in the full story, or you know, both minds or both happening people. Like you can decide to actually finally date her, you know, out of love, but like I don't know, depends. Well, I don't know whether she shouldn't force him, Sean, and she shouldn't get upset with him, you know, because you know he came in at first and then changed the plan. Sean, don't go back to your ex-husband, Sean. And for marriage, yeah, I don't know. I don't think she should be looking for marriage, Sean. That's what I feel.
Why?
I don't know.
Why don't you think she should be looking for marriage?
Yeah, because I'm like, why do you need to marry? What's the main thing for marriage? Why are you marrying? You don't know the purpose of marriage, except you need support, you know, financial support.
Speaking of marriage, I want to read this little piece someone wrote about marriage and tell me what you think.
Yeah,
they said marriage is a place of secrets, cover up, plastic smells, bad days, arguments, and fights. The reality of marriage is that you might not enjoy it in the beginning until you adjust to each other's imperfections. You begin to smile when you have understood how to let each other win. Sometimes, say sorry, ignore and forgive. No jagaban for marriage. That's why many of us are still single. We still feel tough and have not let our guards down. Marriage is giving all, I mean all, your vulnerability and hoping not to get hurt. But if you do, you forgive, and if you are tired instead of damaged, you say bye bye. I like this.
I actually like that. It resonated every single thing.
That's literally summed up everything about marriage.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're gonna be reading another story, and you are going to read.
Okay. That was actually a nice breakdown of marriage.
Yeah, very nice.
Relationship.
So this person said, I seriously need your help. What did she say after I seriously need your help?
I'm married to a loving and caring husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good that I couldn't ask for more. But the problem is my husband can't sleep without holding me very tight or even sleeping on me.
Ah.
Which is always very uncomfortable for me. Most times I actually wait for him to fall asleep so I can adjust and sleep. I tried to explain him once, but he felt like I was avoiding him. But it's honestly so uncomfortable for me. Please, how do I explain to my husband that I don't feel comfortable when our bodies touch each other when we are about to sleep?
Please, she doesn't feel comfortable with her.
And this one hurts his feelings because he's thinking she's running away from him.
She doesn't feel comfortable when her husband touches her body.
Yeah, because it's either he climbs on top of her or he rolls her over.
Oh, it's not like a romantic thing that he's always hugging her.
No.
So he's always pushing her down from
He's always hugging her tight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he's always rolling on top of her.
Ah.
He's an uncomfortable sleep.
See, get yourself another room. Or force him to go to sleep on the couch and sleep. Because I'm all, you kind of strangle it. Remember that episode in American Dad where Peter was almost killing his wife? That she got
pregnant. Stan.
No. Family Guy.
Okay.
That she got two separate beds.
Yes. Spark wire.
So yeah. I think you should communicate with him about it, and if you don't get any answers, that you should just go get a separate bed or try to get him to. Try to get him to, you know, compromise. So yeah.
Yeah, just talk to him, Sha. Don't let him too. You shouldn't feel bad now. Maybe she should just record how the sleep went and show him.
That's just doing the most. Like, just open your mouth and talk.
She has talked to him, but the guy feels like she's avoiding him.
Sorry, what did you say?
She talked to him about it.
Yeah.
The man thought she's
avoiding him. No, she should get a separate bed. I'm pretty sure he'd be one of those husbands that would be like, so this is what this marriage has come to.
Yes.
Because I don't want to die, sir.
Yeah. Take it easy, bro.
I don't want to die, sir. That's why. I think if you're in a marriage, you should be able to play and, you know, communicate with your partner without being afraid of anything. So yeah. Tell him or say, if you do it again, I'm just going to get another bed because you're strangling me in bed. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okie dokie. This brings us to the end of this podcast. And this brings us to the end of this podcast. He started twerking, by the way.
Who? Doctor Who.
We got to the end of this podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for, oh my gosh, streaming. I'm almost at 200 streams. Thank you. And keep subscribing to my YouTube and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at This Talk Show. And if you want to listen to this podcast on any platform that is more convenient for you, just click the link in the Instagram bio and you'll be redirected to a site where all the platforms on which this podcast is available on are, so you can choose any you wish to listen to and whatnot. So yeah, thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for another podcast coming soon. Bye.